This week's parasha, we have the toichecha of Mishneh Torah, as the Gemara refers to it. The toichecha of Sefer Dvarim, which Meikar Adin, Chazal, Umesader, and the Seder of the Mitzvah's Kriyas HaTorah. The Umesader that we use, even in the times of the Gemara, there were betzim two minhagim of Kriyas HaTorah. There's one minhag to read the way we do it, one parasha every week, in a way that we finish the Torah once a year. There's another minhag to finish the Torah once in 3 years. Then the mitzvah, the takonas Kriyas HaTorah initially of Chazal, is that we have to be kerei b'Torah b'Shabbos, but to say that parasha is that's a later takona and a later minhag. But ben kach in the initial takona, the takona that the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos, before Rosh Hashanah, we have to learn the Toichecha of Sefer Dvarim, and before Shavuos, we have to read the Toichecha of Sefer Vayikra, which is B'chukai Sar. Our minig, which we finish the Torah every year, the Chatchila, it's set in a way that we take a habit that we read the Toichecha on the Seder, ready in Parshas Kisavi before Rosh Hashanah, and B'chukai Sar before Shavuos. And Tosfos says we always make a hefsek with Parshas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, and we make a hefsek of Parshas Bamidbar before Shavuos in order to go into Yom Tov, Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin of Shavuos, to go into it mitoich a hefsek from the Toichecha. But there's Meikar Adin, we have to read the Toichecha beforehand. And the yesod of having to read the Toichecha before Yom Adin, it's a very yesodistic idea. There's the Yom Adin of there's the Kabbalah HaTorah of Shavuos, that every Jew has to be mekabel the Torah, and then it's Kabbalah Al Malchus Shemayim in Lefanei Malchus Yesh Kshlish Tamluchim Yaleichem, that we have the Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah. When we come to a Yom Tov of a Kabbalah Al Malchus Shemayim, of a Kabbalah Oil, a proper Kabbalah is only a Kabbalah when we realize the consequences of what it's all about. Toichicha is what makes us unique as Jews, and as unique as being capable of properly being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Without Toichicha, we don't appreciate how being Jewish is not just a wonderful idea, a great idea, but it's crucial, and there's no other way of life for a Jew. The Toichecha, as we already discussed, the Midah of Yira, is intrinsic and it's needed for the, on the most basic level, for Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true on a level of a Yochid, and it's true on the level of a Tzibur. And there's no real Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim without understanding the consequence of our actions and the consequence of the severity of Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. And that's only through the Toichecha that we can appreciate. More than that, Rav Moshe Feinstein points out in Drash Moshe, the brachos were specifically Shaykh Tahar Grizim. The Klolos were specifically Shaykh Tahar Eivon. The Shvatim split. The Levim were in the valley, in between. And they answered Amen, the whole Klal Yisrael. And each one of the brachos and the Klolos, it was said twice, the Gemara in Sota explains. They faced Har Grizim when they said the bracha, and they said, Baruch HaShiyokim as Divra HaTorah Azor Islas Yisoy Yisam Vanu Kolam Omen. They were facing Har Grizim, they were facing Har Evil, and they said, Or Rasha Lo Yokim as Divra HaTorah Azor Islas Yisoy Yisam. The brachos were unique Tar Grizin, as the pasuk says, the brachos were given on Har Grizin, and the klala was given on Har Evel. Till today, it's an interesting physical phenomenon. Har Grizin is a mountain covered with trees, and right across the valley, on the other side of Shechem, is a city in between both mountains. Har Evel is totally bare, and Har Grizin is a mountain covered with trees. When I back in 1986, when a group of Talmud guys, summer program, went on a TU, and in those days, before the Israeli government tried to make peace, so-called peace with the Arabs, it was safe to go to Shechem. So we, Tomo, I was a kid joining, a young bacher joining up with the Tomo Chevra. We had a hike. Which mountain did we choose for the hike? Har Grizin. Wonderful hike. Totally shady. We hiked Har Grizin. When we looked across the Har Evel, not a single tree growing there. By definition, that's the posuk says Har Evel, it's a brocha. It's an Har Grizin and the klal on Har Evel. Now, as in this week's parasha we see, the two avonim, the avonim, the Satois and Basid, the Torah was written in Shivim Loshim. And then the Simcha on the Bnei HaMizbeach with the Korbonis were brought where? And Har Evel. Points out in Moshe, the Simcha of the Krisas Bris, the Simcha of the Bris that we made, that is expressed by the Korbonis, is specifically on Har Evel. Why specifically on Har Evel? Zogt Moshe Feinstein, he says it very posh. He says, what makes that Bris everlasting forever in its strongest way? The Toichicha. It sounds maybe scary, it sounds maybe sad, but that's the fact. If all Yiddishkeit would involve would be tremendous blessing for keeping Yiddishkeit, for going along on the right path, but without the consequence of the Toichicha, of the Klolah, we would have lost our destiny, we would have lost ourselves as being a nation long, long ago. That which keeps us in shape and keeps us as a nation, and it's true to on a yochid level as well, is the fact that there's oynish, not just schar. The fact that there's a toichicha and the fact that there's consequence to our actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Malchus to David. David found chen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes in a way, I think that there's another creature who was ever spoken to in such loving terms and with the promises that David HaMelech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him and promised him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David that he gave him Malchus, and he's promising, and he's telling David how Malchus will remain by his descendants forever. So the Psukim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David through Nosan HaNovi that even if your descendants, they will sin, they'll go away from the right path. Through my shevet, I'll be moichiach them on their pesha, and I'll give them negoim on their sins. I'll never take my chesed away from you. Your descendants, even if they go off the derech, they can be off the derech horrifically, like King Omoin was. The Gemara describes he was the worst Russia, almost one of the four Malachim who doesn't have a chelik leilam habo, and the Gemara describes the Mishnah and chelik. The Gemara describes how he did averis totally not l'tayoven, even just lahachis, and to be mesalik the shechina from Klal Yisrael, being a tzelem behechol, doing the worst of the worst, being choytiv and machti Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu punished him horrifically, and he had a son, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who became king at age and was machzir Klal Yisrael b'tshuva in the greatest way. That was all because of the Haftocha to David. I won't take away my chesed from him. Let's take Me'idach Gisa Yeravam. Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat, who wasn't the greatest of guys to begin with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never promised him who knows what. So but what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise him? Schar. That what? If you'll go in the right ways, you'll go in the ways of my servant David, I'll give you Malchus over 10 Shvatim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, and your Malchus will continue. Gevalt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam was a Baal Nadreg, it wasn't the best of guys. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara tells us in Chelik, he told him, Chazor Becha, when he began going off, he says, V'netayel ani v'atov ben Yishai began Eden. If you do tshuva, if you chayze b'cha, I'll be metayel imcha together with Ben Yishai and Gan Eden. And Lamaisi Yeravam threw the opportunity back, and he didn't grab the opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him initially, I'll give you Malchus, and it will be like for David, that means it will continue. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't promise him one thing. If you go off the derech, or if your kids go off the derech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't promise him punishment. When he went off the derech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, your son will be melech. It will only be your grandson who will be wiped out. And from all of your descendants, you won't have a living remnant left. From all of your descendants, they'll all be wiped out eventually. But that wasn't an instant punishment. That was an ultimate punishment, which happened to him later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never promised Yeravam that he'll punish him in a way to keep him in check, to keep his descendants beseder, to keep even him beseder. While David and his descendants have that haftacha, why? Because he was a much greater gili of ahava towards David. David, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly loved, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, and the promise was together with what? V'chachti b'shevet pisham b'negoyim avoynom. If you ever bump into a Christian missionary who knows what he's talking about, as if nowadays they just stand, they're all amaratzim, gemurim, deraisa, drabona, nothing, garnish, the idiot. Don't want to prove anything to you from the fact that we suffer. Adrab. A bit of, as the pasuk says, rak eschen yodatim kol mishpachos ha'adama. It's only you who I know when I chose from all the mishpachos ha'adama. Al kein efkud aleichem kol avneseichem. And therefore, I met out my punishment on you. The Holocaust is the greatest proof how chosen we are. The 2,000 years of Golis that we've been suffering is the greatest proof how chosen we are. Pull out to that Christian missionary. Ask them how these idiotic idiots love to point to David, to King David, and every single European dynasty of kingdom. Bring King Henry or bring Chvesnishu, all of them have to somehow prove that they're also descendants of King David somehow, because the scriptures describe that King David's dynasty will continue forever. So obviously if these idiotic goyim want to claim that they're kings, so they have to somehow prove that they're somehow descendants from King David. Why was King David promised? What was he promised? These kids will suffer. That's true love. Call it in English tough love. The tougher it gets, the stronger you see the love is. That's real love. Yeravam wasn't truly loved. He was only promised reward. He was never promised punishment. Zokri Moshe Feinstein, therefore the simcha The karbonis, the expression of simcha, was on her evil. That's the true giddy of Ahava. The answer to these idiots, Dama Shatoshiv, at least we have to know the truth of the answer. Adrab. There's nothing greater. This week's parsha and the parshas of Teuchacha teach us how chosen we are, how wanted we are. Mekadosh Baruch Hu will never give up on us, he'll always bring us back. The Hakdoma to the parish of the Teuchacha, so to speak, there's the Krisas Bris, first of all, and then is the Teuchacha. Just mention the Ramban. The Ramban over here in this week's parasha points out the Teuchacha of Sefer Dvorim was specifically in Iskayim by Bayesheni, the Golus HaAcharon, while the Teuchacha of Vayikra was in Iskayim in Bayes Rishon. If you look at the details of the Teuchacha of Bechukosai, it fits down to the finest detail exactly what happened with the Bavlim after Churban Bayis Rishon. If you look at the details, to the finest details of the Teuchacha of this week's parasha, it's down to the detail what happened by Bayis Sheni and the Golis that we still are in. We're still part of the Teuchacha. We haven't reached yet the next parasha. V'shavta ad Hashem lekecha v'shamata b'koiloi. The parasha Satshuva, which is the next week's parasha, and the parasha of the Geula, which comes after that. We're still in this point of history, and we don't know yet exactly how long and what it will take. But we have to know, we're still in this kuf of history. We're still part of this parasha. Ultimately, we'll be zoiche b'meherah b'yomeinu to v'shavta ad Hashem lekecha, to proper tshuva, and we'll be zoiche to that which the parasha brings after, the parasha of Geula. As I began to say before, the Hakdoma is the Krisas Bris, and then the Teuchacha, and then there's a small parasha which is Shlishi, the Aliyah of Shlishi to Revi. Hayoyim hazeh Hashem lekecha mitzav cholasis isachukim oile v'samishpotim. As Hashem he'emarto hayoyim, you chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu today, liyos l'chol elikim, v'loleches b'drochov, v'lishmor chukov, v'mitzvoysov, v'mishpotov, v'lishmoya b'koylo. V'Hashem, he chose you, he'emircho hayoyim, liyos l'ila ams gulo kasher dibaloch, v'lishmor kol mitzvoysov, לסיתך אליון על כל הגויים אשר עושה לתהילו ולשם ולסיפורס וליועסך עם קודש להשם הלכך כאשר דיבר. You chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you. That's the bris, and that's the hagdama to the bris of Vaitan Revi, the Krisas Bris of Arvos Moyov. The bris is, it goes both ways. Now what is the bris by definition? Hashem chose you. Now, the choosing of a Kadosh Baruch Hu choosing us is a tremendous, tremendous madrega. You're going to be an uplifted heilige nation. You're going to be the Am Zgula, the cherished nation, a spiritual nation. You'll be a whole different league. Together with that, and this is the yisod of the Krisas Bris of the Teuchacha, is there is no way a Jew is anything but being a Jew. A Jew can't be a goy anymore. A Jew, we're our destiny. We are bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chosen to be an Am Zgula, Am Kodesh LaHashem Elokecha, Zgula Mikol HaAmim, Besitcha Elyon. This is the only mode that we could be in. A Jew doesn't live up to being a Jew, he gets lost, destroyed. On a national level, Klal Yisrael has no kiyum, and that's what the Toichecha, the Hemshech is. If we drop Chas V'Sholem our Tzuras Yehadus, the Tzura HaPnimis of our nation as a Jewish nation, we lose our Zchus Kiyum. We lose our right of existence. We gave up, we surrendered any other Mitzias by becoming the Am Kodesh. That goof is what the Krisas Bris is. It goes both ways. There's no way out. There's no way out from our part, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu promises Kivyochol, there's no way out on his part. He will never change us for any other nation. Hashem he'emircha ayoyim, non-changeable. Kodesh Baruch Hu's gilu kvoidoi, his barach in this world, is bound to Klal Yisrael. Gilu shchina, kvoida shchina, is totally in Geulason and Tevoson Shal Yisrael. It's Bechotzerosim Leitzar. Shechinta Begolusa. If Klal Yisrael is in Golus, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gidu Shechina is in Golus. Now, He'emircha, Rashi over here brings, as Hashem He'emarta, Hashem He'emircha, is a very unique Loshon. It's a unique Loshon that which doesn't exist anywhere, almost anywhere else in Tanakh. Very unique Lashon. Rashi learns, Ein lem aid mochiach bamikra. There's no other aid which can be to explain to us the meaning of this word. V'li nirish uloshin hafrosha v'havdola yivdati l'chom elayhei anechar liyis l'chol elohim hu hifrish cho elov mi'am mi'oretz liyis loy la'am. And I did find another place in Tanakh, says Rashi, one other place where we have this Loshon. Tehillim Tzadik Dalet, which we have in the Shir Shel Yoyim. Loshon of Shvach, praise. I praise myself through you, and you praise yourself through me. Al Yisrael ga'avosoi v'uzoi bashchokim. Our gaiva is that we are Hashem's nation. Hashem is our pride. It's a loshon of pride. Chosen, loshon of chosen of pride. The Gemara in Brachos Davov gives another knech to the depth of the meaning of this word. The Gemara has loshon, Atem asetumi chativa achas ba'olam, v'ani ese eschem chativa ba'olam. Chativa achas. Yis'amru kol toyal yoven, that's the only aid b'mikra that we have. And this word has another meaning to it. Loshon of pride and loshon of chibur, connection. Chativa achas, the Gemara uses the Loshon and Brachas Davov on this concept. On the Pasuk, es Hashem he'emarta v'Hashem he'emircha. We were nischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way, Yisrael arayse v'kutshu b'richu chadhu. We're one. We're inseparable. We won't separate and we can't separate. And that's the uniqueness of the Bris, specifically of Arvis Moyo. The Gemara in Soita, in Chazal, in many places, describe there was the initial bris of Sinai, Vayosim Ba'agonois, Eile Divrei Abris, and then there was the bris of this week's parasha of Arvas Moya 40 years later. Now, there's unique changes, so to speak, in this bris down to finer details over the bris of Sinai, which is what? Hayoyim hazeh, the pasuk says, Hashem Elokecha mitzavcho la'asis esachukim o'eile v'samishpotim v'shamarto v'asiso o'isom v'chol levovcho v'chol nafshecho. Hayoyim hazeh. Zok the Gemara in Soite Daflam and Zayin that the priest has bris of Arvis Moyov was a bris lilmoid ulalameid lishmor velasois. The uniqueness of the Christmas bris of Arvis Moyov was specifically on Limud HaTorah. That's a madrega which was demanded from Kal Yisrael now, that to make this chativa achas, to make this unique chibur between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will be via Limud HaTorah. Kutshabrichu Yisrael v'raisachadu, and our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is al yedei yegia omol and limud haTorah. That's the mechaber of Yisrael la'aviyam shebashamayim. Torah is referred to as l'chu lachmu b'lachmi, as lechem. What's the definition of lechem in Lashon Kodesh? Lashon of chibur. In spoken modern Hebrew, smoldering two pieces of metal, unifying them through heat, making them one, it's, in modern Hebrew it's called halchama. Putting together two things that they become one is that's the shorish of lechem. Lechem is referred to as lechem because it's the machaber of the nefesh to the guf. A food which keeps the chibur between the nefesh to the guf is referred to as lechem. Torah is referred to as lechem, chulachmu belachmi, zok de netziv, poshet pshat. It is the strongest machaber, the unifying force to Klal Yisrael la'aviyam shebashamayim. And that Nekuda was part of the Krisas Bris and Arvas Moyov more than the initial Krisas Bris by Sinai. The Yegiyah HaTorah, which has to be Nikne, which only was introduced after Luchas Shniyos. Luchas Rishon is that when the Bris of Sinai was done before the Chet HaEgel, it was a whole different Madrega which we almost can't even relate to. Torah never would have been forgotten. Klal Yisrael never would have been chorus, had chayrus from the Malach HaMoves. They wouldn't have died anymore. They didn't have a Yetzirah. Once Chet HaEgel came around, we have a Yetzirah. We have to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and mitzvahs and be in Am Segula with all of the hardships of the Yetzirah, with the Golus, etc., with everything going on. There's one way that we could hold out fast, strong. That's through Dveikus in Yegiyah, in Limud HaTorah, becoming part of our essence and who we are. That's the only way a Jew could be a Jew in the world of after Chet HaEgel, and in the world of Golus, definitely. After 40 years of Klal Yisrael's experience of 40 years of Limud HaTorah without any distractions, going to Moshe Rabbeinu Shir Klali every single day, not having anything what to do for 40 years in Koilum, day in, day out, day in, day out, on a national level, Klal Yisrael was ripe and prepared before going into Eretz Yisrael in the Olam HaMaisa, so to speak, leaving the Shleimus of Midbar to make the Krisas Bris, which was on the level specifically unique of Limud HaTorah. You did it. Do you mind giving a lock over there? You can put in a... Yeah. It works over there? Yeah? Nah, you didn't do it well? That's the Gemara in Soite Lamed Zayin. Lil Moit Lelamed Lishmor Velasos. Okay. Lil Moit Versteht Me. What is Lil Moit? What is Lelamed? What is Lishmor Velasos? So Lamed says in the Psukim over here, היום הזה השם לקיוך מצב כל האסיס שחו כמרדה וסמשפוטים ושומר את הבסיס אויס ומחלבו וכל נפשך. A Jew is bound to Limud HaTorah on four different levels. On a level of Limud, and on a level of Lelamed, on a level of Lishmor, and on a level of Lasis. Limud, Tohorven and learning. A person has to be Munach Nesugye, train himself till he becomes totally capable of being totally Shokua properly in Limud HaTorah. That's Lilmoit. Every single Jew has to know, and it's Aleph Beis, and it's part of the Krisas Bris. We live with the destiny of Lilami. And every Jew has to be a teacher as well. It's not enough that we learn for ourselves. We have to be Marbitz Torah. We have to teach Torah. Kol Chad Lefum Dar Gedilei. Every person in his madriga has to be a teacher. He has to teach his talmidim, he has to teach his children, he has to teach his siblings, he has to teach his neighbors, he has to teach his kehillah. Every person, wherever he is, has to be a teacher. Teaching Torah is part of what being a Jew is about. Not just learning Torah, teaching Torah. How does the Rambam bring in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Lelamed Torah, to teach Torah. Teach it to yourself, teach it to your children, teach it to your Talmidim. The mitzvah is Lelamed Torah. Vishinantam Levonecho. Elo Talmidim. Vilimaditem Oysam Ez Bneichem. The Psukim Sivu Yan Limud HaTorah is teach Torah. Teach it to yourself, teach it to your neighbors, teach it to your Talmidim, teach it to your... all those next to you. I'll share with you. I see a difference today to when I was growing up, and even in the tkufa when I was growing up, I was told that it was very different from the tkufa when my parents were growing up in this area. Even in my days, back in the 80s, when I was a kid, I'm saying in school, you know, back in America, then later here in Eretz Yisrael, everyone, just being an Orthodox Jew was had more of an, it was expected that you, that there's a mission to life. There's a mission. We live with a tafkid. A Jew has a tafkid. It was much lesser than it was for those who grew up in the 50s, etc., which they were driven with this mahalach. My father has a mechutin. Rav Shvob, his father, John Louis Schwab, is one of the biggest atomic scientists that lives today. Jean-Louis Schwab, French, grew up in France after the war. During the war was also in Vichy, in areas of Vichy, France. After the war, went to Yeshiva, Aix-la-Ben, and he only went to university after he got married. He said that was the standard mahalach, that it was self-understood that in those days, in the kehillah where he was coming from, in France, that there's no way a bocher could survive as a Jew before he's married, going to university. But he comes from a Yekish, real Yekish background, with a Yekish attitude of... And specifically, back then in the 50s, there was no mahalach of sitting and learning long term. After you get married, you have to go to school, and you have to work for parnos. He became a top scientist of atomic energy. He's behind later years when Israel, seemingly, I don't know, because swore to secrecy. But seemingly he was brought here. He was brought here by the Israeli government at the time when they needed him to properly to work on their atom bomb. For many years, he lives in Beit Vigad. For many years, whenever he went, he always had secret. He had guards always around him, secret police and several undercover people. Today, besides giving shiurim, he has a girl seminary. I haven't seen him in a few years. I remember it was very important for me. You know, I like to nash from old people. It's a hobby I had from a very young age. Just give me an alti yid specifically from Europe before the war. My pal. As a young boy, I always used to nash. It goes back when I was back a kid in L.A. When any old lady or but then they loved Afka, even old. We used to come over there to the Simon Wiesenthal Center, if there were Holocaust survivors, whatever. As a young 6-7-year-old, I was schmoozing out with them, getting out from them as much as I could about life in Europe. Didn't matter they were from that. I was always a big nasher from older people. I asked John Louis about Axla Ben specifically because my mother-in-law's father established the yeshiva there in 1945 in France from children that he picked up out of Christian homes. After the war, and all the Moistas Achinuch over there. So I specifically want to know about Axla Ben. He learned in Axla Ben later, in the 50s. So but I want to know about life in France for children growing up after the war. Okay. He told me as follows. He says, when we were learning in Yeshiva, he said, in Axla Ben, he said, the Hasmoda that we had, he says, Hasmoda Neiro, 12, 14 hours, every bocher, every single day. He said, we were driven. We had a mission. We know we're Jewish. We survived. Someone has to bring Torah back to the masses. If we won't become the Marbitzei Torah, the Talmidei Chachamim, no one else will. No one else will. It has to be us. We have to do it. Since when I went out to school to get a parnasa, I knew I have to be a Marbit Torah no matter what. I have to be a Talmud Chacham and I have to be teaching Torah. And he says, I always was teaching Torah. With pride, he told me, I don't remember, he has 14 kids. Each one of them is sitting and learning in Kollel today. He has his, Baruch Hashem, he has his, Ad HaYoyim, that he's teaching, he was teaching. He's teaching full time. He still has certain patents on atomic things in medicine that he travels around the world. He has his things which are used in hospitals for different ways that to use atomic energy for different forms of refuah. He still teaches in certain universities around the world, and he still has different parnosis. Every single penny that he was able to support his kids and his descendants sitting and learning, he says, with pride, they're all sitting and learning in Kollel today. Teaching Torah, learning Torah. He says, my whole life, I knew one thing, I have to teach Torah. He says, the moment he retired, he was into full-time teaching. Back then, they were driven much stronger. But even I'll share with you the honest truth. Even when I was growing up, it was understood. A Jew has a tafkid. How many Orthodox Jews are there in the world compared to to the rest of Klal Yisrael? Every single Yid has a tafkid. I still remember ringing in my ears as a young boy, hearing my father read the Gemara in Shabbos. Teaching this back in L.A. to Talmidim, reading the Gemara. That Gemara, as a kid, I think many times, or maybe once, it's just ringing in my mind from when the Gemara in Shabbat says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash, called the Malachi Chabola, and he told them the Tavisa Tov, put a Tov on the foreheads of every single Jew in Yerushalayim. Put a black Tov, symbolizing Torah, on the forehead of the Tzadikim, and put a red Tov, symbolizing the word Toyeva, on the forehead of the Rishoyim. Spiritual Tov, Hashteisach, on whatever level, the Malachi Chabolet, they should make an imprint with Tovisa Tov, on Mitzchoy So'anoshim, it's Loshon HaPosuk in Yecheskel. For Tovisa Tov, on the Mitzchoy So'anoshim. The Gemara tells us that Midas Adin came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, why are you putting a black tuff on these, on the tzaddikim, and a red tuff on the rishoyim? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, halol tzaddikim v'halol rishoyim. It's a poshut. Came to Midas Adin and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hoyolehem limchois, hoyolehem limchois. They should have done something about the situation. They shouldn't just allow the Rishoyim just to be Rishoyim. They should have done something about the situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me this Adin. The Rishoyim were so bad, even if they had tried, it wouldn't have helped. Said the Midas Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lefonecho golui v'yodua. You know that to be the truth. But how would they know? They should have tried. Shmochu said, Einachanami. Put the red tuff on everyone's forehead. I still remember my father's ringing voice as a kid. Every yid has a tafkid. A Jew can't just see the situation and say, Shalom Aynei Nafshi. You have to do something about the Ratzif. You see Amiratzis out there, you can't allow it to continue. You have to do something about it. Kol chada from dark delay. You see evil out there, you can't just let it go by to. You have to do something about it. A Jew lives with a tafkid. He doesn't just live, he himself has to be an Orthodox holy Jew. There's lil moed and there's lil amed. Every Jew has a tafkid of teaching, influencing, bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha into the world, not just by himself, but by being a hashpa on others, being a mashpia. No saying Shalom Alei Nafshi. That's part of the Krisas Bris, the initial Krisas Bris in Arvis Moyov. And it goes further. There's a level of Lishmor and there's a level of Lasa. It says in the Tziv, what's the meaning of Lishmor Velasa when we're referring to Limud HaTorah? Zok the Tziv, and this is in the Pasuk over here, Lasis is Achukim Ha'ile V'Shomarta V'Asisa Oysom. Zok the Tziv. Chazal, in many places on Taich, translate the word of Shmira in Torah Shebiksav to mean Mishnah. Shamarta refers to Mishnayas, which means what? To make sure, to guard, and to remember all the halachos kvuos which were nimsar midor ledor. The chidushim which were given over, called Bezdin of each generation that had its chidushim, comes down as Mishnayis. It's a chiyuv of Lishmor, and then there's a chiyuv of Lasois. What's the chiyuv of Lasois? What is the chiyuv of Lasois? Lasois is a chukim o'ile. To learn Torah in a farnem, in a darge of havana, of yegia, getting to the core yeshurish ahalocha, to be able to be machadesh chidushe Torah. Thus is Lasois es a chukim o'ile. To be able to be mechadish chidushe Torah na yechukim. If you understand the sugya well enough, on the level of getting to the shirish halacha, you'll be able to be machriya on something which is not v'chure klar mimuska rishon. If it's a tokfa v'also, and then it's not a tokfa v'yordo by yishem esochor, will he be chayv adenisht? So we have ready the nesivis on it. To understand, to learn on a farnem, on a level, to understand the shirish halacha, to be able to pask in shailis and chiluk edinim. which are not yet on the level of Mishnah. Things which are on the level of Mishnah, that's Lishmor. And then there's the Lasos. Es Hashem Emarta Ayoim, that Chibur Takarish Baruch Hu, that we have is via the Krisas Bris on all levels of Limud HaTorah, and that's the Hagdomah to the Krisas Bris, and the Hagdomah to the Teuchecha. A Jew could be a Jew. A Jew could be an Am Kodosh. She could be an uplifted person, Am Zgula. If he's taken, Mikayim the Bris, which is what? Hayyim Azeh Hashem Elokecha Metzav Chalasis Tzachukim Oile V'samishpotim V'shomarto V'asisa Oisam. You do the chukim, you create chidush Torah. Lasos v'shamarta v'asisa oisam b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha, with your whole heart and your whole soul. You're willing to give up your nefesh. You're willing to give up your life. You don't care about anything. You're single-minded, focused on that matara. That's b'chol nafshecha. You don't have any other Indian in life but that. B'chol levavcha. You don't have any other tshuka but that. B'chol levavcha, taisha zeneshiv kipshutei, b'chol cheshik aleiv, b'chol nafshecha, b'msiris nefesh, k'di'isa b'shabes pe'gimu, ein atirms k'yemes el mishinoysen nafsho leho. That's what he cares about. What he truly cares about. Then a person is taken, could be taken. Es Hashem he'emarta v'Hashem he'emircha, to be connected, m'chubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could be a proper Jew. Zozoi chazayin k'chabes.